Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of Jamming with Jason. Hey, today we're going to continue our series on the four agreements. So today we're getting into the third agreement, which is don't make assumptions. But before we get started with that, let me check in with you and just see how things are going. So the first agreement, be impeccable with your word. So how are you doing at being impeccable with your word? And if you didn't listen to that episode, go back, take a listen to it. Because again, we're kind of going through all four of the agreements now. And good to have a little background. So last week we talked about the second agreement, which was don't take anything personally. So again, how are you doing with that? Are you being better at not taking things personally this week? And if not, then we still got some work to do, right? So to keep going forward. But anyway, let's get into the third agreement today. Don't make assumptions. Now, you probably heard the line before, you know, you never want to make assumptions because it makes an ass out of you and me. And it's kind of a funny saying, right, to remind us how to spell assume, which is A-S-S-U-M-E. And when you break it apart, that's why it's you make an ass, A-S-S, out of you, right, the letter U or Y-O-U, and M-E, me. And so, you know, it's a funny way to remember how to spell it. But it's a not so funny way in what assumptions actually really do, which is why it's a good idea not to make assumptions. And so let's get in and talk about this week's topic of not making assumptions. And so again, as we've done before, I'm going to read certain excerpts from the book, The Four Agreements from Don Miguel Ruiz. But I'm also going to talk about kind of how I've applied it and some add my own color commentary on it, because obviously you can just read the book. And I would suggest, you know, if you're so inclined to go ahead and get the book and read it. I found it very helpful myself. So let's get in. So the first part that I'd underline said the problem with making assumptions is that we believe they are the truth. And that line really hit me because that's true, right? We're making all these assumptions, and then we get into all this drama around the assumptions because we believe that our assumptions are true. When in fact, most of the time, the assumptions that we make are wrong. Just like, you know, we talked before about, hey, most of the things that we tell ourselves and other people tell us are actually lies. Most of the assumptions that we make are actually not the truth either, right? And again, a lot of that is because it's based on the indoctrinations, it's based on our previous experience, right? And so again, I'm with a new partner now. And so, you know, when she might do things, first thing I want to do is make an assumption and kind of go back to, you know, how I've dealt with that or what that meant when certain things happened to me in previous relationships. But there again, I'm making an assumption. And what I find is most of the time I'm completely wrong, right? And so, you know, again, we're going to get into talking a little bit too about how not to make assumptions as we get further on into the episode. So the next part, whenever we make assumptions, we're asking for problems. We make an assumption, we misunderstand, we take it personally, and we end up creating a whole big drama for nothing. And so again, I have found that in my own life, right, is that whenever I've made assumptions, I'm probably misunderstanding. And I don't actually really understand the intention or what was meant by something that somebody did, said, or didn't do, or didn't say, right? And whenever we get into that predicament, we end up creating drama in our life. And I like watching drama in movies, but I don't like drama in my own life. And I'm guessing that you might be that same way if you're listening to this podcast. You don't really want drama in your life. So if you don't want drama in your life, one way to not have drama is not to make assumptions. Okay. Now, again, Don Miguel goes on to say, we create a lot of emotional poison just by making assumptions and taking it personally. Okay, now there we go. He's referring back to don't take it personally, which was agreement number two, right? Now we're talking about agreement number three. So they're tied together here. Let me read that again. We create a lot of emotional poison just by making assumptions and taking it personally, because usually we start gossiping about our assumptions. Remember, gossiping is the way we communicate to each other in the dream of hell and transfer poison to one another. Because we are afraid to ask for clarification, we make assumptions and believe we are right about the assumptions. Then we defend our assumptions and try to make someone else wrong. So that's one of the ways that the drama really gets going here. And so, again, what's interesting is we're talking about the third agreement, but in that paragraph, he's actually referring back to the first one about being impeccable with your words, right? And that when we're making those assumptions or we start gossiping about some of our assumptions, that's not being impeccable with our words. When we're taking things personally that people say, again, we're not following that one. And so you can see how, even though there's four different agreements, these four agreements actually tie together very much so. Now, why do we make assumptions? Well, we only see what we want to see and hear what we want to hear. We don't perceive things the way they are. And this is actually, it's very interesting, but the more you become aware of this, you'll start to see this more and more, right? Because we perceive the world based on our beliefs, based on our indoctrinations, based on our past experiences. But most of the time, what we actually perceive is not actually what is there. But again, it's because of our beliefs. And so again, when we are making assumptions, we're perceiving things the way that we think they are, not necessarily the way that they are. Okay. And so again, if somebody does something, if somebody says something, if somebody doesn't do something, if somebody doesn't say something, are you making assumptions, right, without all the facts? And I think most of the time we do that a lot, right? And I think it's interesting, he brought up in one of the previous quotes that I wrote that or that I read, that a lot of times we make assumptions because we're afraid to ask for more information. And so really one of the ways to not make assumptions, right, is to first off not judge what's said or what's done up front, but to ask more questions, right? So how can that look? How would that look, right? Well, you just need to ask some clarifying questions so you can understand better maybe the intention behind what somebody is saying or the word that they're using. And so, for example, often disagreements and drama are about people talking and using the same word, but both people define the word or use the word slightly different. And so we make assumptions about what the person might mean because of a particular word that they used when that was not their intention at all. So some of the ways that you can ask questions, I talked before about a great way to start any question is I'm curious, right? So you could say something like, I'm curious what you mean by that. I'm curious what you mean by that. That allows the other person to explain a little bit more. You could say things, and again, I'm just making up a word, right? Like, when you say white, what do you mean by white, right? And so again, white is just a word, right? Or I could say, when you say relationship, what do you mean by relationship? When you say friend, what do you mean by friend, right? Or, a classic one, a lot of times, I think I've talked about this before, maybe on one of the other podcasts, but a lot of times people will say things like, do you believe in God, right? Do you believe in God, or do you believe in a supreme being? To which, again, if I'm not going to make assumptions and I really want to clarify, I would say something like, what do you mean by God? What do you mean by supreme being? Right? So that way I can understand what they're saying, right? So then I know how to either respond, or again, not make assumptions as to what it is that they're saying. Make sense? So we want to ask more questions. And what's funny is a lot of times, in relationships especially, and I've seen this, I've been in enough relationships in my life that I've seen this over and over again too, where he says a little further down, he says, often we make the assumption that our partners know what we think and that we don't have to say what we want. And I don't know how many times I've had that, right? Where, I don't read minds. I can perceive, and kind of based on what you're doing, I kind of have an idea. But unless I ask questions, I don't know. And unless the other person tells me, I don't know, right? And so again, part of, us not making assumptions is asking the questions. But also in not assuming. So in this instance, for example, the scenario would kind of go like this, right? Is one partner all of a sudden is a little bit pissy, right? And they're mad, and they're not talking to the other partner. And finally, it comes out like, well, what's up? Why are you mad? Well, you didn't empty the dishwasher. You didn't ask me to empty the dishwasher. Well, I know I didn't ask you to empty the dishwasher, but you should have known that that's what I wanted you to do, right? That's assumptions on both people potentially, right? Because if we run the scenario again, right? Let's run the scenario again. Partner is grumpy, and so the one partner thinks, "Oh my goodness, my partner is not speaking to me. They're a little grumpy. I must have done something to piss them off, right? I must have said something to piss them off." Now I'm making the assumption, right? The other person is making the assumption that, well, I want the person to empty the dishwasher and they're not doing it. And I can't believe that they can't know that that's exactly what I'm asking them or wanting them to do right now, right? And so you can see how both partners in this scenario end up making assumptions that leads to drama. Right, because that always leads to some sort of a disagreement, to some argument, to people saying things that they don't necessarily mean that end up hurting each other's feelings. Right, and again, not that you're hurting somebody else's feelings, but we choose to be offended or to feel hurt by what other people may say or do. And so it's funny because he goes on, and again, just to kind of reiterate what I just said, but Don Miguel says later on, making assumptions in relationships leads to a lot of fights, a lot of difficulties, a lot of understanding with people we supposedly love. And I think, this is interesting too, that a lot of times the people that we're closest to, we make the most assumptions about them, and they make the most assumptions about us as well, because we kind of feel like they should just know, they should just be able to read our mind. But we have to be clear, and the other person has to ask questions in order for us to truly understand each other, and not make any assumptions along the way. Okay, so as we move forward, here's the next one that I had underlined, and it says, we make the assumption that everyone sees life the way we do. We assume that others think the way we think, feel the way we feel, judge the way we judge, and abuse the way we abuse. This is the biggest assumption that humans make, and this is why we have a fear of being ourselves around others. Because we think everyone else will judge us, victimize us, abuse us, and blame us as we do ourselves. So even before others have a chance to reject us, we have already rejected ourselves. That is the way the human mind works. Now, this is interesting on several different points, okay? So if we look at this, you know, again, a lot of times when we are judging, we're making assumptions. And so again, we don't want to assume, we don't want to judge. The less that you can do that, the better you're going to feel. But what's interesting is again, that we believe everybody else thinks and sees things the way that we do. And that's an assumption that we really have to get rid of if you want to get along with other people, okay? Because, you know, everybody else in the world, you know, we have different parents. We grew up in different parts of the world. We have different life experiences. We have different personalities. We have different likes and dislikes, okay? And so to assume that everyone else thinks and feels and says and does everything the same way you do is pretty crazy, okay? But it's in fact a part of human nature. And so again, I'm guilty of this as well, right? And so I have to remind myself constantly. But here's an example for you to think about. When you're using the toilet, okay, we're going to talk about toilets here for a little bit, right? So when you go in and you do your business on the toilet, you have to sit down and do a number two, okay? You sit down on the toilet, you do your business, okay? Now, when you're ready to wipe your butt, okay, there's a couple of different ways that you can take the toilet paper. You can take the toilet paper, you can fold it, you can scrunch it, or you can kind of roll it around your hand, right? Those are kind of the three different ways that, most people end up doing their toilet paper. So I'll ask you, right, which of those do you do? Are you a folder, a scruncher, or a roller, right, around your hand? Now, I happen to be a folder, okay? I fold my toilet paper because that was the way I was taught. That's what I'm comfortable with. But just because that's what I've been taught and that's what I do, it would be silly for me to believe that everyone else in the world did it exactly the same way, okay? I would be making an assumption that is wrong. Now, let's take it another step further, right? So you've got the toilet paper in your hand. Now you're ready to wipe your butt, okay? Are you the kind of person that, you know, kind of leans to the side and wipes your butt while you're still sitting on the toilet? Or do you stand up from the toilet and then wipe your butt? Now, I happen to be a sitter. I fold and I sit, okay? I had no idea that other people actually stood. I had an idea about people scrunching because my first wife was a scruncher, right? And so I kind of knew that there was a difference there, but I had no idea until just a couple of years ago that people actually stood to wipe their butt, okay? So again, just because I'm familiar with, or I think a certain way, I feel a certain way, I do things a certain way, I shouldn't make assumptions that everybody else does it the same way as well, okay? Now, this next section kind of ties into, again, a theme that we had in this last episode as well on not taking things personally. But let me just read it and then we'll talk about it. He says, we have to be what we are so we don't have to present a false image. If you love me the way I am, okay, take me. If you don't love me the way I am, okay, bye-bye. Find someone else. It may sound harsh, but this kind of communication means the personal agreements we make with others are clear and impeccable. And so again, this is, we've talked about this before, right? You know, if there's certain people in your life that don't accept you for who you are, that make assumptions, that you know, are not impeccable with the words they're using with you, that say things that are hurtful and not respectful and not loving, they may not be the right people in your life, right? And again, we're not saying here that we can't improve or we can't change or we can't get better ourselves, okay? But if people don't love you for who you are and accept you for who you are, then they don't really love you, okay? And again, I know it's a hard thing to hear because a lot of times we get into relationships and we think, oh, well, they'll change, but people don't change. People are typically kind of the same. Yes, we are improving ourselves and we have different likes and dislikes over our life, but for the most part, we don't really change, right? I mean, I'm the kind of person that I am for a reason. And again, I'm improving myself. I'm trying to change, but I have to be around people who love and accept me for who I am, right? And so again, interesting that ended up in this section as well. Okay, we talked before about how, you know, the way to keep yourself from making assumptions is to ask questions. And that really is, you know, kind of the gist for today's episode as well is, you know, don't make assumptions at all. Don't make assumptions about yourself. Don't make assumptions about other people. And how do we stop making assumptions? Well, we stop judging and we ask questions. We ask questions to really understand what the other people are doing, are saying. You know, asking questions can help us to understand better maybe what people's intentions are, because I think a lot of times people make assumptions about what our intentions are without really understanding. Okay. And so again, I'm the kind of person who is kind and loving and respectful. And I practice that in everything that I can. And when I do something that is not that way, I apologize. Right. And so again, if somebody, you know, feels offended or feels hurt by something that I say or do, the only way they're going to know is by asking, right? And saying something like, you know, Jason, I don't quite understand why you said it that way. That's kind of hurts my feelings, or that triggers me because of this other thing that happened in my life, right? And then we can start to have a dialogue like, well, my intention was not to hurt you. I understand why that was triggering to you, but can you understand that that was not my intention, right? It was not my intention to do that. This is what I was intending. Or I used this particular word that was triggering to you. I did not mean that word in the way that you thought I was using it, right? And so again, don't make assumptions, ask questions. Don't believe that people can read your minds because they can't. And so the clearer that we can be about what our boundaries are, about what our expectations are, about what it is that we're actually saying, and the less that we make assumptions about what other people are saying or doing, the happier that we will be. And again, I hope you can see how this third one ties into the first two that we talked about, right? Being impeccable with your word, don't take things personally, and don't make assumptions. And you're going to see again in the next episode when we talk about doing your best, how these all end up coming together. So again, this week, as you head out into the world, just think about where you're making some assumptions and start catching yourself. And ask questions instead of making assumptions, and just see how you feel. And we'll see you on the next episode.